WAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You may feel this if you buy a new car or even if you buy a taco at Chipotle. The surprise tax President Trump is levying against Mexico, 5%.
The president offered a preview yesterday of what was to come.
This is a big league statement.
He's putting tariffs on all Mexican imports next week, starting at 5% and gradually moving to 25%, unless, in his words, the illegal immigration problem is remedied. The president's mixing two of his biggest priorities, but potentially putting one at risk, a trade deal with Mexico and Canada that's seen as his legislative agenda's cornerstone. Some analysts wonder if the president's simply making a threat with no intention of following through. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexico is calling this coercion. For now, we're still spending money, though not as much money. Consumer spending is up, but only 0.3% for the month of April. Inflation edged up a little bit. Lots of Democratic lawmakers now want to start impeachment proceedings against the president, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to get all the facts first, telling Jimmy Kimmel last night.
The only person who knows better than I why this president is not above the law, why this president must be held accountable, the only person who knows better than I do is the president of the United States. He knows what his violations have been.
A California company says its experimental blood test has been able to detect many types of cancer at an early stage. The test detected 55% of known cancers and gave false alarms for only 1%. The company is called Grail. It's attracted more than $1 billion from Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. This is AP Radio News. Reality TV star Marcus Lemonis says he'll go to jail before taking down a big American flag from his RV store in North Carolina, which the city of Statesville says is too big. It's 40 feet by 80 feet and hangs on a 130-foot high flagpole next to Interstate 77.
The flag is not coming down under any circumstance.
He says American flags should be allowed to fly no matter how big they are.
It is understandable why they filed the lawsuit. They did send correspondence over the last several months asking us to take the flag down. We respectfully responded with, we will not take it down.
Statesville's mayor is asking the city to allow bigger flags in a highway business zone, but Lamona says that's not good enough. He says they have to get rid of all size restrictions on American flags. Gas is $2.83 a gallon as you start your weekend, down 2 cents from a week ago and down 5 cents in a month, says the AAA. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.